every radio show
is brewed fresh and served fresh at the peak of its flavor. If you're a tough customer, only the taste of this
radio show
will do. So go ahead, let Dunkin' Donuts make your
radio experience
exquisite.
Indeed.
Dunkin' Donuts, serving sweet treats from the Pop Underground. Thursdays, noon to 1.
Accessibility.
Disability. Mental health.
ADHD and ADD.
And many, many more topics we explore and cover.
But where?
On CITR's All Access Pass.
A unique and collectively run show on equity, inclusion, and creating awareness for people of all abilities in BC and around the world.
Catch us every other Wednesday afternoon from 3 to 4.
If you want more info or want to get involved, please find us on Facebook or send us an email at accessibilitycollective@citr.ca.
But I must admit it's something different when I'm feeling your existence, oh Lord. And you make me wanna switch this way that I've been living. I don't get it.
How do you love me?
Yo, you are tuned in to Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR Community Radio Station. I am your host, Issa Arian, and we are broadcasting on the unceded Musqueam, Coast Salish, and Tsleil-Waututh territory here live from the most western part of British Columbia. Well, not even British Columbia, here in the Lower Mainland. Here live from UBC's campus, here from the Nest. As you know, if you listen to Off the Beaten Path, you know we have switched our show, switched the time from Thursday to Tuesday here, 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons every Tuesday. So if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR if you're not good with numbers. If you've never listened to Off the Beaten Path before, you're in for a treat. What we like to do here is we talk about the news. We talk about what's going on in the Lower Mainland. We talk about what's going on here in Canada, what's going on in North America. Honestly, just what's going on in the world. And we do it in an hour. Honestly, this show is great. Like, if you you can admit it to yourself, because you can admit it to me. It's just, you're just talking to friends here. You know, sometimes you want to be more informed, but if you're like me, sometimes, honestly, today was one of those days where you just have a lot going on in your life. And then you also, you want to be informed. You want to read about what's going on in the day. And every story you read just continues to frustrate you a little bit more and more and more. And honestly, it could be due to the fact that I just finished Squid Game, I feel like, a few days ago. And I know that I might be a little late, but I feel like between that, watching this documentary, Exterminate the Brutes, on HBO, and just the daily dealings of life, you know, you just kind of get a little bit angry. Anyways, if this might be you and you're like, you know what? What's a fun way to bring in to some news, maybe a new conscience, you know, on a Tuesday night? You're in for a treat, because I try to, some of the things are so ridiculous. Like, I was actually just telling Jamal Steeles and Relly Rels as they're leaving the studio. Today, I was having a little bit of difficulty coming up with stories like that I felt would be worthy of passing on, worthy of sharing. And we're going to get to it after we talk a little bit about, you know, just what your week is like, you know, what you got going on. I hope that you got everything that you wanted to get done today and yesterday, seemingly the only 2 days that you'll see the sun in the month of October, because from today, tomorrow, throughout the weekend, it is going to be 100% chance of rain for the next week. So I hope you got to enjoy your day today. And thanks for having your Tuesday night with me. When we get back, I'm going to tell you a little bit about what the story that brought me in, that I felt like I needed to share, because these people found it to be so important for you to know.
The Aboriginal Frontier Society is a culturally safe, peer-designed, non-judgmental place for Aboriginal peoples, their friends, and their family in the downtown Eastside. It's an accessible space where Aboriginal folks can experience, learn, and participate in traditional Aboriginal culture, teachings, and ceremonies as part of their healing journey through life. Right now, they're accepting donations of food and warm clothing, which are needed more than ever as residents of the downtown Eastside face the challenges of COVID-19 and winter weather. If you're able to help, you can drop your donation off at 384 Main Street on weekdays between 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. That is 384 Main Street. To learn more about the Aboriginal Frontdoor Society and other ways that you can support their work, please visit abfrontdoor.org.
Et
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR station. Honestly, if you're listening to CITR, you already know. But this is the best radio station. It hosts the best shows, the best programming. I think it does great work here in the city. And if we're being honest, I say this all the time, but this is just the best radio. They have so many different collectives that do programming out of here. If this is the only night that you listen to CITR, you should not let it be. Because not only do we have the hottest hip-hop show in Canada from 8 to 10, then you have me from 10 to 11. But you have on all the... Just go to CITR.ca and check out the schedule. Moving on. What you guys stayed for the musical break for. Every week I feel that there is some type of story that, you know, very paternalizes young people. And I feel like, you know, as I was doing a survey the other day, if you're from my friends on Facebook, please check it out. It's just about chocolate. It's pretty simple. But you know when you do the age sliding scale and, you know, it goes from 18 to 25, and then you're like, okay, you know, you're 18 and one day, and then one day you're like, oh, wow, I'm 26, so I can't do the 18, 25 anymore. And now I feel like I'm almost not quite in that, like, second one where, like, you know, like at 35, it's different. I'm like, wow, I'm just a few years away from having to, like, I already have to scroll too long when it's just the years. But now you're going to the next bracket. You're like, oh, it makes you uncomfortable. Anyways, so like as a little like, oh, as an, I don't say an older millennial, like as a, you know, somebody in my early 30s, you like look at some of the advice that like I know I used to read Forbes magazine or Wall Street magazine. And you just read the advice like, you know, how to be rich or how to stay rich or how to get rich or, you know, just how to save your way into financial solvency, you know. And so you're like, you try to do all those things, and you're like, wow, these things, you know, like you try to, because you look at them, you're like, wow, these people must have some, you know, advice, or what they don't tell you is that you just don't make enough money, you know, like at the end of the day. However, the CBC, they have some financial advice for you. Like, sometimes I look at the CBC and I'm like, how does somebody have a job writing this shit? It's really insulting. Like, I stutter, but I just really just find it really insulting. So the CBC columnist, Mark Ting, shares tips for young people on how to manage their money, even if they don't have very much. Now, I feel like one, this person probably, like, getting a read from his advice, and you tell me, you can call in at 604-822-2487, that's 604-UBC-CITR, and you tell me if you think Mark Ting grew up with a lot of money or without a lot of money. So it says, like, you know, it's typically a lot of young Canadians don't have a lot of money, especially the recent graduate student debt, yada, yada. If I were 25, what advice would I give myself to practice proper financial habits? And he says, I live by the rule, the opt for base model. Typical, the base model option, which is best value as it's only marginally detracts from enjoyment of purchase simply by internalizing the habit or saying no to upsells. And you're like, okay, I could understand that. You know, you're going to buy a car. Maybe you don't need air conditioning, you know. Maybe. But anyways, he's gone to say, like, he's like a movie ticket. He's like, just because you can afford, you know, the $25 movie ticket doesn't mean you should buy it. Someone with frugal mindset would buy the $11 ticket. And it's like, well, I don't really know where, as an adult, you can go to movies for $11 unless part of your saving money scheme is lying and saying you're a senior citizen. I'm a freaking movie goer. I feel like I know these things. He's like, so he's like, but you said you saved $13 by not buying the $25 ticket. I don't know how this man thinks math works, but just because you don't spend $25 doesn't mean you have an extra 15. you know, like who I don't understand. Like if you don't have enough, if you don't have a lot of money, if people don't think young Canadians have a lot of money, do these people also know that young Canadians are just stealing movies on the internet? Like, I feel like that's people who work for, I think this man works for Wealth, Foundation Wealth. That's the company, the Foundation Wealth, giving tips to young Canadians about how to save money. I don't think that it's like a secret, or I feel like somebody who works for a foundational wealth company should understand just how little people actually have. It doesn't give me much confidence into thinking that this person could actually manage large amounts of money, but neither here nor there. Another favorite of mine is also talking about scams, which you're going to have to wait until after the next musical break. I have some new Canadian music for you. Be right back.
Is this music? I can't get enough of that sweet music. Hey, how about we get some music? Oh, there is music playing? That's great. I love music. If I ever have a kid, I'm going to let him listen to music, because music seemed pretty fine to listen to.
Want some more of that sweet, sweet music? Listen to Dialectic with Dan and Chase, Wednesdays from 2 to 3 p.m. on CITR 101.9 FM.
This is my favorite part coming. The song's over? I know.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway.
All night.
You tuned into Off the Beaten Path. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Welcome. Like I said before, if you'd like to call in, the number is 604-822-2487. That's 604-UBC-CITR. So if you are a frequent Off the Beaten Path listener, you would have heard us talk about this story a few years ago. There was a large money laundering operation that helped funnel money through casinos here in BC. And currently it's going through a pretty, I'll say a pretty hefty legal battle that's taken nearly 2 years after the first public meeting about what's going on. And so if you read it, honestly, reading it for me, a little confusing. Honestly, I'm not going to lie to you. I don't really follow it so deeply, just understanding that it's been going on for a long time. I have read a few stories, you know, I keep it real. But one of the interesting things is that the lawyer for the money launderer basically telling the BC government that they, no matter how much money that they spend to try and fight money laundering, is that it's not going to work. And I just, there's some things that, like, I think the world is kind of shitty, you know, and just the way that the world operates. And it feels as if not being like straight up shady is like works for people, but like it works for a lot of people. Like, people just kind of don't say no to a bully. Like, we talk about stop bullying, like, we talked about this on the show. Like, I can come off as pro-bullying sometimes, and I think in certain situations it works. But what we see is that people are pro-bullying for a different reason. It's because bullying works. Like, people, especially as an adult, I see that all the time with people, especially, you know, when you think of management, when you think of, which is why it's not working. People have stopped putting up with it, but, you know, make conditions so poor that bullying is really all that we know. It's like the relationship we understand to people with authority, you know? And these money launderers are basically saying to the BC government that there's nothing you can really do about it, and they're not even going to go to jail. So there is really nothing that they can do. And basically, this man on Vancouver Island was accused of selling fake $1 million shares in a legendary hotel. Like, with money laundering, having the balls to say this to the government, just being like, yo, you can't stop. It's like trying to legislate money to police or to authorities is not going to stop us from laundering money. Like, it just doesn't work like that. You know, it's like one type of level of, you know, having nuts, you know, like having just, oh, you can just do stuff. But this man in Vancouver Island, his name is Timothy Durkin. So if you ever met Timothy Durkin, you probably got jerked around out of your money because he's been doing this to a lot of people. And so what he did is he sold shares to this famous hotel in Souk, but never really owned the hotel. And I just couldn't imagine giving someone $1 million who says we're going to buy a hotel and never going to the hotel and being like never taking a trip to the hotel or never having him walk you around the hotel, like as if he owned the place, you know, like that. Like, I would just assume that, like, you know, I hear that phrase so long. I don't own anything, you know, besides the small piece of earth, this small piece of earth that I reside on, you know, and I only rent it. So it's not like I don't own shit. But this guy says he owns it. Like, I couldn't imagine him not even showing you around. You just give somebody $1 million and it's just like they have to wait for the hostess who's like, you know, do I know your name? It just seems very weird. Anyways, sometimes I feel like people deserve to get scammed, but I mean, obviously nobody deserves to get scammed, but some people could deserve to get scammed, you know? One of the things that I also love is animals doing the scamming. So in Cranbrook, I don't know if you know where that's at. If not, you can go to Google Maps and find it pretty easy. It's just here in the Lower Mainland. And a family of beavers have set up a dam on Ottawa Lake, and the city wants to remove the beaver. I mean, wants to remove the beavers, but the community doesn't want it. And I stand with the beavers and the community. I've seen this recently. I've seen a lot of beaver and a lot of otter bad PR. Like, I don't know who's behind the industries that hate beavers and otters, but they really need to get on their job, because they're working pretty hard. I need beaver and otter PR to work a little harder. I'm supporting and telling why we need these critters in our neighborhoods. Like, I think that our neighborhoods are better with biodiversity. Like, I am just pretend for a moment. And I think that you all would agree with me that if beavers and otters do not have a PR representation, Off the Beaten Path can be the representatives for the beaver and the otters, because they need somebody to speak up for them. This community is doing a great job, but there are constant stories about how they're a menace, how they set up dams in their own natural habitat, and how that seems to be a problem, or how salmon are, this is the headline out of CBC, salmon counting at Colquitt's River cut short thanks to thieving otters. Thieving otters. Listen, we human beings have to farm fish and put in environmental measures to stop from catching the fish, and then spend millions of dollars trying to rebreed fish, help them build river elevators for fish. But the otters are the ones that are thieving. I think otters and beavers are getting a bad rap. It doesn't make any sense why the persistence to slander their character, you know, continues to exist week after week on the CBC. I think the CBC should write less stories about how young people can save $15 by not buying the more expensive movie ticket and just buying a base movie ticket. And come to think of it, does this person know that people buy movie tickets and then sneak into the other movies all the time? I would answer that question, no, that person doesn't know that. Anyways, when we're back, we have a few things. So if you watch Squid Game and you think that maybe some of the reactions people are having are a little over the top, you might be right, and I will tell you why when we are back.
Can I call you Rose? Cause you're sweet like a flower in bloom.
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you Rose? Cause your fragrance takes over the room.
Can I call you Rose?
Can I call you Rose?
Back at all the Beam Path here on 101.9 CITRs. This is the only radio station worth listening to. Honestly, I am disgusted. While I'm preparing for the next segment, sometimes I read stories that, you know, I wasn't going to read. And I'm like, you know, That wasn't the one to skip. So we talked about this a few years ago. A teacher in Richmond would harass female students, and by harass would like DM them and write them letters and just do all types of weird, creepy shit to students, and was reported time after time. And, you know, it took some time for him to be reprimanded. And just Tuesday, it said that they would suspend Sikrane's teaching certificate for only 2 months. What? I don't understand. Like, somebody who has displayed this type of behavior, how do you let them around children? Again, that seems weird. Like, even if you were absolutely sure, you could like promise that this person wouldn't violate, step the bounds anymore. Like, what type of, like, I feel like when I think about my most favorite teachers are the teachers that are the best teachers, or the teachers that I just think how I think people should be taught. A lot of it is just doing, it's just really about when it comes down to like judgment and decision making. Like, I feel that most of our jobs come down to judgment and decision making. And, you know, whether that's like, you know, at this level or, you know, or the next level, you just get taught a little bit more skill, or you get taught a little bit more expertise about a subject, but it's really down judgment and decision making. And so if somebody can't, you know, no matter what they're teaching, can't teach you good judgment. And then also, how do you have that person around boys either, to, you know, to show that you can act that way, even as a teacher? It's really gross. Anyway, so this man's name is Marcel Sikrane. So, you know, watch out for him in your school system, because I don't have any kids, but it's about protecting. You know, I feel like everybody's kids are everybody's kids, you know? Like, that's how it works. Anyways, so what are we really going to talk about was It's a great game. So people, whenever I hear people like on the internet, I'm always very skeptical, you know, like who are people and how many people are, you know, is significant, like when it comes to like declaring that something is, you know, has been, is like uproar or, you know, has even been an issue for, you know, a large population. Anyway, some people are saying, pushing back against experts' claims that Squid Game may inspire violence amongst children. Like, people watch Squid Game and they're like, you know what? I think this game is going to create more violence. Like, I don't know if people have even watched kids understand that, like, kids are violent. Like, I think that there's so many things in the world that we teach. Like, we teach kids about violence. It really comes like with the territory, you know, just from the beginning. I don't know. I feel like people care about what messes kids up until those kids turn around 10, and then they're just like, well, nothing. Because I can't imagine watching Squid Game, people thinking that red light, green light is actually going to turn people into murderers. Like, that doesn't make any sense. Like, as if we don't have similar systems, you know, like where people get left behind and maybe you don't die immediately. Maybe it's just slow over decades. Wow. I realized that, you know, this might be a very music heavy show because I have a lot of music that I would like to play. And we're moving through this, moving through these stories. There's few things that really worry me in my life more than mistaken identity, you know, like being, trying to prove that you are who you are, or trying to prove that you are who you are not, who somebody else thinks you are, you know, and especially when that person may have murdered his fiance. And so this man was mistaken for Brian Laundrie as U.S. Marshals burst into his hotel room with guns drawn. And so if you do not know, Brian Laundrie is a fiance who they let walk away as a suspect when his fiance was missing for 2 weeks. And I don't really... Like, there are few instances, I feel. I mean, when I say few, I mean, there's a lot of instances, but, like, there's not very many where people have, there's, like, no gray area where you think, like, only one kind of person could have walked away from the police when your fiancé is missing that you were on a trip with and you drive a van back and you say you don't know where she's at and they... Maybe thinks that she's dead, but they just let you go. Anyways, this man, so he's still on the run. And the police burst into his hotel room in New York with him and his girlfriend with guns drawn, mistaking him for Brian Laundrie. Now, I could just only imagine all of the things. Because, you know, this guy doesn't know why the NYPD burst into his apartment or the FBI burst into his apartment. You just wake up to, like, some type of explosive, I assume, because this guy is dangerous. You know, but maybe it's the same cops that let him go, so maybe they just used the key, you know. Anyways, they burst in there with their guns drawn, and you're trying to figure out, like, you're trying to run through, you know, the past, like, 2 years, like, any time that you've ever bought drugs, you know, any time that maybe... You know, you're in a car with somebody who you're like, they might be a little sketchy, you know. Anytime that you might have hung out with one of your friends who you know is a little sketchy. You know, you're just trying to think of, like, every instance in your brain that could possibly maybe, you know, the time when you may have said you didn't make any money, but maybe you did make some money. You know, you're just trying to think of, you know, you're trying to think a CRA is going to come get you. You have no idea or... But they bust into your door with their guns drawn. I I don't know what I would do. I feel like out of pure preservation, I'd probably be pretty still, but probably would be thinking about like, wow, I can't believe this is how it ends. And just like I'd probably be arrested. I feel like they'd probably arrest me for something. That's, you know, they came in there. Anyways, it'd be pretty scary. And when we get back, we're going to just talk a little bit about why I think that, you know, this world is not for long.
From 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
TransCare BC works to enhance the coordination of trans health services across the province and offer expanded health services to support transgender communities. They are doing this by developing gender-affirming client-centered models of service, ensuring access to gender-affirming and supportive healthcare that is equitable and available, and supporting network development to make sure trans and gender-diverse individuals, their families, and healthcare providers have access to information, resources, and support. Check out phsa.ca to learn more about this program and lend your voice to help create an inclusive and supportive system for trans members of our community.
We don't need to tell you that Vancouver has a housing problem.
Mass evictions.
Mass rent evictions.
Unfair rent increases.
What happened to rent control and protection from unfair eviction?
If these or other housing matters concern you, you may be interested in joining the Vancouver Tenants Union. For more information, visit tenantsunion.ca.
Thank you.
You're back with Off the Beaten Path here on 101.9 CITR. We do this every Tuesday, 10 to 11, right after Crimes and Treasons, 8 to 10, with the hottest hip-hop and R&B. And here you got the news to know. If you are a long-time listener of Off the Beaten Path, or maybe you're a new listener to Off the Beaten Path, still trying to really, you know, really understand just like how this show is at nighttime. So if you all have any suggestions, like I said, this is a conversation between me and my friends. It's like we're sitting on the couch together, you know, having a conversation and talking about some of the weird shit that goes on in the world. And like I said, this past week, you know, just really been, I would say this past week, honestly, if you listen to me, if you talk to me, this is how I feel pretty much all the time. But I don't know, in the past few days, just like it's been heightened, where you just feel like, damn, what is it all really, like, what is this world even, you know, like that, like, what are we working so hard to make a better world? But it's so, it feels like so many people is just like, just don't give a fuck, you know, who just don't care. I was reading a story. I didn't even want to talk about this. Like, I was reading a story about the train in Philadelphia where a woman was assaulted on the train that was full of people and nobody did anything. And then you're just like, how can that be? Like, how can we live in a world where that just happens? You know, like that you just kind of just accept that that is your reality, which is fucked up because that's not, you know, you can't accept that. Not everybody in that situation can accept that because there was a person who was assaulted on the train and has to understand that nobody has their back. Also, there's people on the train. Also, look around and say, nobody has her back, nobody has my back, nobody has anybody, nobody called the police. You're just like, wow, what kind of sick world is this? And then you even read more stories, you're like, it's interesting because especially when you read these stories, you know, when they come in the news, they come next to stories about like that financial bullshit, but then they also come next to stories about celebrities' relationships, and you're like, how can we like look at the macro and we like see those two things as anywhere as deserving as being even next to each other? Like, somebody's a stranger, a random rich person relationship be next to like just a little bit of how our society has devolved, you know, or maybe not devolved, or maybe just never come up to the level of expectations that we should have for it. You know, where we just expect people to help, you know, like that, to step in and help. Like, you expect that. And, like, even going back to the, you know, the example with the teachers, you know, thinking about the teachers who make a difference. You know, I was listening to a podcast about two different types of teachers or coaches, and it's, like, transformative and transactional. And it's, why would we have, you know, we see consistently have teachers or examples of these very transactional relationships with people in our life. And so, you know, the less transformational people and the people who are trying to transform are often punished. Just reading about a story about an officer who went to report racism in his precinct and state trooper and was fired. And so, you know, the people who are often transformational are often the ones who are most punished, you know, like that. And so it's pretty sad because when you don't have that type of leadership in, you know, in society, or you don't have that type of people, then you get you know, situations like this on the train where somebody just ignores a woman who getting assaulted, and a man assaulting some people on the train, and nobody goes to stop him. It's really kind of fucked up and sad. And it just makes you think that, like, you know, as much as we think, you know, that we, you know, we are better than that. Like, you know, we are not, and it's also very easy to say, you know, sitting from a very comfortable seat in British Columbia, you know, that you look at stories and you're like, how is nobody doing anything, you know? But I'm not there, so, you know, I can only judge the act of the individual who assaulted somebody on the train, and only look at with like, just like, damn, why didn't you do anything, you know? Like, but not say for sure, you know, who knows what I would then. Hopefully I'm the type of person, I feel like, you know, that would do something about that, but you never know in these situations. But even just thinking about what you have to do and having to be willing to even put yourself at risk, because that's what the situation calls for, you know? And I think, you know, that's one thing that we could take away from lots of these situations, lots of things to think about. It's like, you know, there has to be a risk. What is, and even when you don't really think it's a risk, like this black student was suspended. This black student in South Carolina was suspended from school for planning a protest after white students waved the Confederate flag at them. And so you think, like, wow, you can't even defend yourself. It just seems like, you know, what are we all really fighting for if these bullies seem to continue to win? That was the show. We'll be back every Tuesday from 10 to 11. I'm your host, Issa Arian. Every Tuesday, come on right after Crimes and Treasons, which is on 8 to 10. That's DJ Relly Rells, Jamal Steeles, Malik, Homeboy Jules, myself. I'm out.
Face, sweet, sweet smile in Georgia.